Hello, thank you for calling customer support and remaining on the line. My name is Ashley, one of our supervisors in the fraud department. Do you have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, Ashley. My name's Diana Inman.
Hello, Ms. Inman. I'm currently working to pull up the account that had been transferred. While I'm doing so, if you wouldn't mind for security, could you also confirm the address you had mentioned earlier?
My mailing address is 130 Martha Street, Apartment 7, Spencerport, New York, 14559. Now, I have a question. I have two charges on my card. Both say a California number, and both are for the exact same amount of $67.32. One says it's from Extraordinary Apparel, which is the number I called, and then the other one says Magical Smart Electronic, and it's another 855 number, and I don't know what that one is either, and it's also the exact same amount, $67.32.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am, what I see here is that those charges, they had stemmed from an order actually placed back in November on the 13th. On that date, I see there was an amount submitted of $5.74, which was a sweepstakes entry. It looks to have been a chance to enter and win a Yeti backpack cooler. And that entry there did lead into our online discount shopping membership, which is that fee you had just mentioned. It's monthly, and for this, our customers are emailed a gift voucher code, and our web link is to redeem $125 through our online discount shopping club.
No.
You don't recall putting through the 574?
No, I don't. I do see the 574 now that you say that. Mm-hmm. Magical Smart Electronic, 233-9315, 574 and 1113.
That's
and
it.
Then I've got Magical Smart Electronic for 6732 on 1119. And then Extraordinary Apparel for 6732 on 1221.
Correct. It's that what you're mentioning is a merchant ID. It's just how the company is spelling it. It's kind of like bank talk. However, this is for the sweepstakes enrollment. Let me actually pull the details for that order placed in November. Yeah, it was one of the sweepstakes entry placed. These are offered typically after completing an online customer support survey of some sort. It would have been offered as claim your Yeti Hopper M20 backpack cooler. And the customer or whomever had completed the order then goes in to place in their order info, name, email, phone, and then payment information. And there are terms which would have explained the ongoing membership. It looks like whomever had placed the order used an email of DINMAN at rochester.rr.com.
That's my email address. And this is the BJ card that's assigned to me, but I wasn't even home in mid-November. I have not a clue.
You weren't home? Is there anybody else in your household that may have knowledge of your personal information that could have submitted this without your knowledge?
No, I live alone.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any idea what any of this is. I am completely... I'm going to have to cancel this card. I have no idea. I know I didn't eat anything.
Uh-huh. No, none of these charges were a physically received product, not to the address anyway. What we had done is sent our gift voucher codes via email to the address I had mentioned earlier. Whomever had placed the order also used the same number you're dialing under the 585-350-6020. The only thing I had noticed is that the address, as you had confirmed, we have it a bit different. It's just missing the unit or apartment number. We have it of 130 Martha Street in Centerport, New York, 14559. But yeah, I don't see any specific unit. So I do understand you're claiming this is fraudulent, and we are happy to assist as we do take these claims serious. See, all of our orders are submitted solely through our website, so we would be completing a full investigation to help you figure out who placed this order with your information without your knowledge. Just as long as you're sure, of course, you know it won't lead back to you, nobody else you may know, as false claims of fraudulent charges could result in penalties such as fines. But if you want me to have this processed, it would take about 24 hours, and the credits for the charges that have been posted on the account, they would be pending upon the investigation to settle. Would you want me to submit this?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, please.
Okay, that's not a problem. Allow me just a moment. I do have a few adjustments to make on this account and a couple of notations I'll need to place and wait for everything to finalize. Once I'm through, I'll provide a confirmation number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Made all adjustments necessary. Just waiting for everything to settle, and I'm placing a notation here, and then I'll provide your confirmation number.
So no merchandise was ordered or sent or anything?
Physically, no, ma'am. See, the and I definitely understand without you submitting this order, you would have no knowledge of the full service. I get that. But the 574, specifically what that did, is provide a chance to enter and win. It puts your name into a drawing, basically, among all other customers who had signed up for that Yeti cooler. And it's like a drawing that's completed once a month. It's like a raffle to see who wins. But that specifically did lead into our online discount shopping membership, which is that gift voucher code to be redeemed I was speaking on earlier.
And why, I don't care, because I went on to Extraordinary Apparel, too, when it was all women's clothing, and I couldn't figure out how the heck that would tie into Medical Smart Electronics, which I went to that site, and there's like 7 different things you can order off of this site.
Well, see, if you're Googling or doing a web search anyway for what you're seeing on your statement, as that's a merchant ID and not the specific name of the site or company or product, you're most likely going to be led to a different site. If you'll allow me a moment to finish up this quick note here, I can get you the actual website.
That's okay. I don't even care, to tell you the truth. Just want to get this off my account and find out what the heck's going on.
Okay.
I'm getting some notes of my own, so I have backup here.
Of course. Let me ask you this. While I'm wrapping this up, on the prior call, were you provided with a cancellation confirmation number?
No.
Okay, I'll get that for you as well.
No, he didn't give me anything. He just said he would transfer me.
All right, I appreciate your patience, ma'am. I'm sorry that took a second longer than I thought it would, but everything's been processed. Again, it is pending upon the investigation. This takes 24 hours, roughly. You'll expect everything to settle within the next 3 to 5 business days at the most. It covers all billed amounts on this account. That's 2 amounts of $67.32 and 1 amount of $574. And this confirmation number I would want you to keep in reference to everything will be C as in Charlie, 263-443. 875.
Right. C is in Charlie, 263-443-875.
Yes, that's it.
And your name's Ashley.
That's right.
And this is the confirmation number for the investigation, right?
That's correct. And it also proves that from this day forward, everything's canceled. There'll be no future billings.
Okay. I've had that DM and email account way too long. I'm not getting rid of my cell phone number, but cancel those calls.
I do understand. And I get that would be a concern of yours. And I will say this, that is, of course, your choice. But regarding our fraud claim that I've processed for you today, if you do decide to go and speak with your MasterCard company, do let them know we've already processed a full claim for you. Excuse me. And it does cover all billed amounts on the account and just allow the refunds 5 days at most, 5 business days at most to settle. Anything
okay.
Like if, say, your financial institution were to open up their own claim as far as fraud on the account or these charges, it could forfeit the refunds we've provided.
Yeah. I'm fine with you guys handling it, find out what's going on. I think I'll just close October or something, or just request a new BJ's card.
Gotcha. And I do have everything fully notated on the account as well, just in case, say, you were to have any questions or concerns in the future. Was there anything else I could do to help at this point?
No, Ashley, that was it, and I thank you very much. at least I'm a little bit more at ease. It's just weird. Just trying to figure out what happened. But anyway, I thank you for your help.
Of course. It's not a problem, ma'am. I appreciate you calling customer support, and I hope you have a great day.
All right, thanks. You too. Mm-hmm. Bye.